Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lorenzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustler, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down, and we got a lot of stuff to break down here this evening. We're breaking it down, college football style, Ohio State, shocking developments, not shocking, not as the Big Ten bends the rules. They bent it like Beckham to get Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. And you know what? We're going to break it down throughout the evening, but you know, Ohio State playing in the Big Ten championship game and them amending the rules, probably the right thing to do. You know, like, honestly, are Ohio State the best team in the Big Ten? So do we really want to play games and say, well, since you didn't play Michigan, we're not going to let you play in this game? But although I think the Big Ten, was it fair? No, but it is what it is. It was the right decision. But they didn't do it for the right decisions. They did it because they get a share of Ohio State going to the college football playoffs money. That's why they did it. So let's toss out any form of integrity. You know, I remember the days when the Big Ten had integrity and you got bullied into starting. You should have started earlier and you wouldn't have had this damn problem. But I got to tell you, it hasn't been a pretty season for the Big Ten. Well, you know what? Ohio State deserved to get into the Big Ten championship game. I don't know if they deserve to get into the Final Four, though. You know, that's the whole assumption, right? Oh, since they're playing, whatever. This crap is already made up. It's not a Power 5. It's a Power 2. But I'm not worried about that right now because Alabama's going to beat anybody that they play anyways. All right? We got to worry about the Rams and the Patriots game. Thursday night football, and it's a big one. And if you've been tuning into our shows throughout the week, throughout the years, there's always a debate about Jared Goff, and here's an opportunity for Jared Goff to face a defense to terrorize them in the Super Bowl. Let us not forget, as bad as Jared Goff was in that Super Bowl, the greatest quarterback of all time threw one touchdown pass barely. It was one, I don't know, it wasn't even a touchdown, was it? Gronkowski like stumbled like a drunk dude down the sideline. I think he fell at the one, or did he score a touchdown? I don't know. Speaking of drunk dudes, I was pretty drunk at that point during that game. All right. We're going to break down this football game, but yeah, Brady didn't light it up either. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. We got point spread movement here. Arizona were 3-point favorites. Now they're 2.5 against the New York Giants. The Dallas Cowboys are 3.5-point favorites. I wouldn't lay 3.5 points for the Dallas Cowboys right now against Sean Penn, a bunch of stoners, and the football team at Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Great movie. That chick in the red bikini is hot. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
Hey, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
Let's roll. It's the Wicked Wednesday. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between as we throw it down. We're going to talk a lot of football this evening. We're going to run through the picks with Bob Bano, Ian Cameron in the house, kicking it with us tonight. Pete Annapolis going to step up, and then we're going to talk some NBA basketball as well with Pete. As the countdown is on right now, the NBA basketball season is rapidly approaching. The preseason is around the corner. So we're going to hit that. We've got some NHL news, the realignment, their divisions has been announced. The Major League Baseball umpire got arrested in Ohio. We'll get to the bottom of that. That'll be in our investigative journalist. We're going to put our investigative journalistic hats on, get to the bottom of the case. When I see like umpire arrested, like I'm a gambling man. So first thing I think of is like, ooh, like, cool. Is he betting? He's betting. He got caught with a bookie. He got caught. Like, what's going on here? What's going on here? But no, it turned out the dude got busted in a prostitution ring. Solicitation bust in Ohio. The solicitation bust. I don't know. You know, you these stories, and I get it. You know, I'm not stating that there's not a lot of negatives to prostitution. But at the same point in time, you know, the guy's a 57-year-old man. And, you know, it's one thing if you're driving around the streets and stuff and you're harassing people, but he responded to an ad that was placed online, except when the dude showed up, it wasn't a companion. It was handcuffs, and not the handcuffs he was looking for. It was a setup. It was a setup. He agreed to meet at a Youngstown, Ohio motel. See, that's your problem right there. All right. I'm just going to say, I'm going to give some legal advice here, all right? I'm not an attorney, but I've watched Simpsons, and, you know, the sound was down in the bar, but I got the gist of it from Lionel Hutz and from Matlock. So I'm going to give some legal advice right now, all right? Like, if you're driving through, like, Youngstown, Ohio, like, you know, don't order a hooker, and as long as we're talking about Ohio State here, for the record, and no offense to Youngstown, Ohio, but I can't imagine that the hookers in Youngstown, Ohio are like, you know, I don't think we're talking about Club Sapphire in Vegas here. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if you know what I'm saying, all right? So there's your problem. Like, number one, your problem is you went to Youngstown, all right? Like, you want to place a bet in Youngstown. I think they invented betting. I think, like, the word bookie was invented. Youngstown's a tough town. You know what I mean? But there's certain towns where it's like, listen, I've traveled a lot, and I've done a lot of dumb things in a lot of places around the world. And, like, even I would know, like, if I was in Youngstown, Ohio, I'd be like, yeah. Like, dude, like, if I was with somebody and I saw them online, what are you doing? Oh, I'm ordering this, you know, I'm online here. I'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, what are you, insane? Like, first of all, if it's, I'd say, I'd like, I don't know. Maybe I've just been around. I'd be like, first of all, bro, it's probably a cop. Secondly, if it's not a cop, it's going to be some toothless chick that's going to smash you over the head when you turn your back, you know, in the back of the head with a lamp. Then her boyfriend's going to come kicking in the door. That's the one thing with me. You know what? Like, I live a reckless life, but I'm very untrustworthy. Like, I've been in casinos in Vegas and stuff, and, like, you know, even a girl will be standing there, how you doing? I'm like, get away from me. Like, I'm like, you're not ripping me off, like, right away. It's like, I've had people, like, you know, you're having drinks in Vegas. I remember, I don't know, shout out to our boy Shell Dog, actually. And Shell Dog is, like, Shell Dog's here, actually, and Shell Dog, I swear, I remember we were at Circus, like, March Madness. They were partying, and these chicks, they're actually cool. These chicks from L.A. are hanging around, and Shell Dog's like, hey, man, these chicks are all right. They're going to hang around. I'm like, listen, bro, they're here to, like, stab us and rob us, all right? I said, they're not cool. He's like, why do you say this? I'm like, just trust me. They all are, all right? I said, every one of them. And so the girl, I'm all, like, I was a big jerk. She's standing. She's like, how you doing? I'm like, listen, I'm on to you, all right? Like, I said, don't waste your time with me. I said, I don't even. I'm like, don't even try it. I was like Homer Simpson in New York. Don't even look at me, all right? But you know what it is? It's crazy. It actually happened to me before. It happened to me. And I've seen it time and time again, right? Listen, I lived in Vegas, right? And I lived in Vegas for years. I lived at Palace Station Hotel. You don't think I've seen things? You live in Circus. You live at Palace Station for 6 months and Circus for 3 months. Trust me, you've seen things on the floors there. Dude, I've seen all kinds of crazy things. I was at another casino once, man. These chicks, they're slick. You guys have no idea. You have no idea. You're a bunch of little, like, minnows, and they're sharks. Dude, I was sitting at a blackjack at a roulette table, and one hot chick sits down, and, you know, she starts flirting with this dude. And, you know, not solicitation, just flirting and stuff. Boom. Right? Then, about 10 minutes later, the next one comes up. She sits down across. She sort of starts talking to the dude. Guy thinks, I love Vegas, man. What a great night. I'm just sitting at the table. I got a bunch of hot chicks sitting there. Yeah. So the first chick that's flirting with you then drops her casino chip on the floor. Bing. Buddy, let me get that for you. As he does, her friend reaches over and scoops all the chips. You've been played. Oh, where's security, you ask? Oh, security's getting a free happy ending at the end of the night or once a week, or they're getting a little kickback. Oh, how's security in there? I'm giving you legal advice. I'm giving you, like, casino advice. I'm giving you all kinds. This is like street sense here. Look. I'm giving you like real advice. You know, I've seen it all. The pickpocket's a big one too. The pickpocket's a big one. The pickpocket, yeah, trust no one. That was his mistake in Youngstown. Big mistake, Youngstown, Ohio. There was mistake number one. Order it. Listen, I wanted to defend this guy, but dude, I can't defend you. And I'm sure it's politically incorrect for me, because I was actually going to come out and have a take about, come on, don't you guys have something better to do? Like, I get it if it's, you know, if it was bad, you know what I'm saying? You know, like if he was Jared from Subway or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, he responded to an ad. He didn't put an ad out. He's not grabbing people. You know, he walked into a trap here, except the fact that he did it in Youngstown, I don't know. I lose all sympathy now. I lose all sympathy. You would think that, you know, in most professions, it would be an embarrassment. Like his job, it's like, oh man, like, what does this mean to this guy's career? He's a Major League Baseball umpire. Well, I don't know. How do I put this? I don't know if there's an industry in America that has slept with more hookers than Major League Baseball players. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like any baseball player can ever get up in a batter's box and look over at the ump and go, you disgust me. You better call a ball, even if it's a strike, eh? Hey, John? Hey, you pervert? It's like, you know what? You know what's going to happen? Guys are going to get in a batter's box. They're going to look over and they're going to go, yo, bro, man, next time you're in Ohio, you call Shelly's, bro. You don't go online. I'll give you a number. I'll give you a number. So, like I said, like, it's not like he's got to hang his head in shame with baseball. I saw a baseball player once talk about how he hates people passing him on the home run list because they're cheaters, as his mistress was sitting in the front row behind the dugout. Irony. Late night anger management class. Lessons in life. Now we try to pick some winners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dang. Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
How much? $100? $200? $1,000?
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Oh, Jerry, it's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late night anger management class. Life lesson night so far this evening. We're getting into some picks as well as this all started. And just for the record, too. Let me just throw it out there. This is nothing against Youngstown. I like Youngstown, Ohio, in the sense that, as I stated, and all that stuff. So, and, you know, we've been talking about a lot recently that, you know, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Kansas City, sort of the origins of sports betting originally. So, you know, so it's nothing against Youngstown. Like, you know. I would advise, like, if you're in Flint, Michigan, you don't order a hooker either. Like, there are certain places, it's like, yeah, it's just, you just sort of know. It's like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea in this town. Like, there's probably, like, you know, only 3 hookers in this town, and there's probably about 13 cops, and I'm going to end up, like, I always live, put it this way. This is the way, this is the word of advice I'm going to give you here, more advice. A lot of good advice tonight. Always ask yourself, am I about to end up on an episode of Cops? Like, you know what I mean? Like, always just ask yourself that. Like, when you're going to make a drunk decision, just always ask yourself, if this is the wrong decision, am I going to end up, like, on TV here in a bad way? Right? And trust me, as I say, I lived in Vegas. I've seen it. You know, the kid, and we'll bring Babano in here in a second, just... I told a story about I was at the Strat. Yeah, that's a place to hang, too. Yeah, that's another place. Watch out there. So I'm at the Strat. That was my hangout, but, you know, it was a crazy place. But nevertheless, I'm sitting there one night. I didn't go there to watch the games all the time, but I decided one night it was a Michigan and Nebraska football game. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to go over whatever. I'm sitting here alone tonight. I'm going to go over to the book. Why not? So I go over. It's like 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern start, 5 o'clock there. I got a bunch of drink tickets all the time because I bet so much there. So, like, every day I had, like, too many tickets. I had, like, 30 tickets every day. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm watching a game. There's not many people there. And there's this one kid, and he's really into Michigan, all right? He said he's not a Michigan fan, but I can tell he's into it. But he's kicking garbage cans. He's really getting into it and stuff. And I'm like cheering for Michigan, so I like the kid. So I'm like, hey, kid, I have a couple of drink tickets, right? So he's like, oh, thank you, thank you. I'm like, yeah, what's your deal anyways, man? I said, where are you from? He tells me, oh, I'm from Alaska. I said, oh, it's a long way to come, Alaska, whatever. And he goes, yeah, yeah, long story. And then he goes, I go, so what, you got your bet on Michigan? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I put my only $20 on them. And he goes, I have no money. He goes, I need this. Like, he goes, I literally have no money. He goes, I'm staying at like the motel. And it was like one of those, like really like the lowbrow motels across the street, not even in the Strat. He's like, I'm staying across the street. And then I started to like the kid more even. I'm like, yeah, tell me more. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. I'm giving him more drink tickets. And he's telling me, and then he tells, and then he tells me, so I'm like, so what are you doing here anyways? I said, what are you doing in Vegas if you have no money and you're staying at this dump? He goes, ah, he goes, I was here like 4 or 5 months ago. And he goes, my buddy got married here. And he goes, me and we all came up from Alaska for the wedding. He goes, we were staying at Palace Station. He goes, we were in the parking lot and there was this car. And in the back seat of the car, there was like a bunch of computers like sitting in the back seat, like laptop apples. And he goes, to be honest with you, you know, he goes, I got a meth and a drug problem. So he goes, me and my buddies, you know, we took the computers. And then he tells me, he goes, about 15 minutes later, we're sitting in our room looking at the computers and the door gets busted open and they were on bait car. The cops baited them. They filmed them, like taking them, and they nailed them. You know? I was dying laughing, dude. I was crying. I ended up giving the guy money at the end of the night. I loved his story so much, I gave him money. Let's bring Babano in right now. Ian Cameron in the house. What's up, Babano?
Hey, Gabe, how are you? I'm doing all right, but the more these games get canceled, college football, college basketball, you know, when you're dealing with this crap for 2 months, it starts to wear on you. It's doing that to me right now.
Life, poor Babano, his life is hard. The cancellations, really? There are 3,000 dead people today, Babano, and you come out of the gate that it's getting to you that the college basketball games are getting canceled. Yeah, I know. All right, listen, I was looking forward to Virginia, Virginia and Michigan State. Right on cue, Babano comes in about, like, life is our kazoo.
That's my life struggles right now. Canceled sports, yeah.
You really are. Like, that's the sense, like, Babano, like, if we look up Babano in the dictionary, white privilege, Babano.
Yeah.
A white guy sitting at home. It was like, you know, not like, you know, man, I'm busting your balls, but not like, man, yeah, I'm getting depressed. You know, it's like, you know, it's dark all the time. It's COVID stuff. And like, you're like, I just can't take it anymore. These cancellations.
Well, you just named a couple other reasons why I'm feeling a little down. You're right. I mean, it's 4 p.m. and it gets dark already. That stinks too. I'm with you.
It does. All right, hang in there, Babano. Don't worry. There'll be more games, buddy. There'll be more games. Man, Babano's like heartbroken that Michigan State and Virginia didn't play tonight. I thought I was disappointed. All right, well, we'll get it. Don't worry, Babano. The Rams and the Patriots are playing tomorrow. Didn't you hear? We'll hit this on the other side.
That's good. Yeah, that does cheer me up. Thanks for mentioning that. No, that's good. I am looking forward to that. That's a good football game.
Good. There you go. Hey, Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Ian Cameron kicking it with us, a.k.a. Babano. A lot of stuff to get to. I want to get into the football, but... Of course, Babano is a big hockey fan as well, and a great hockey handicapper. So the proposed division realignment was announced, and there would be a Canadian division: Flames, Oilers, Canadiens, Senators, Maple Leafs, Canucks, and Jets. Which, you know, this is one of these deals where you look at it and you almost say to yourself, like, man, why don't you just do that all the time? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you guys just always have that Canadian division? Flames, Oilers, Canadiens, Senators, Maple Leafs, Canucks, and Jets. The East, Bruins, Sabres, Hurricanes, Devils, Rangers, Capitals, Flyers. Central, Blackhawks, Blue Jackets, Red Wings, Panthers, Predators, Penguins, Blues, Lightning. West, Ducks, Coyotes, Avs, Stars, Kings, Wild, Sharks, Golden Knights, whatever. I don't think people really care too much about this stuff. But, you know, just taking all the Canadian teams out of the division shuffles the deck a little bit. But to me, the all-Canadian division, it's actually pretty intriguing. And Canadian hockey fans will eat that stuff up, Abano.
And the Canadian division is going to be damn hard, you know, to compete in for all of these teams. That's a meat grinder waiting to happen. Every Canadian team in the NHL last year, Gabe, as you know, made the playoffs except for Ottawa. You know, and all of those teams, probably once again, except for Ottawa, no offense to anyone
right.
in Ottawa, but all of those teams think they're going to be in the playoffs again this year. Exactly. And anything less than that, Morenzi, is going to be a disappointment for all of them. So, and only four of those teams are going to get in. Four teams from the East Division are going to make up the Eastern Conference, four from the East Division, four from the Canadian Division, depending on which side you go on. But not everybody's going to get in. You're going to be playing, you're only playing the teams within your own division. You're going to be playing them a bunch of times. These are going to be like playoff games for these,
great.
You know, 50-plus regular season games throughout the season. There's not going to be a night where you can say, you know what, we can afford to let these 2 points slip by the wayside. No, you got to be able to be ready to play and be expecting to win on a nightly basis, because you're not gonna, that those 2 points you lose, say, in late January, it could be the 2 points that cost you making the playoffs when they begin.
And even the Senators, dude, they're competitive on a nightly basis. They've been racking up the talent and stuff. It's a great point that you raised, Babano, just as far as, like, it's a damn good division. And, like, just to put it, and like, you know, for sort of casual hockey fans or whatever, but to put it in context, it's like Michigan and Ohio State, like, being forced to play each other 10 times in a year. Or, like, you know, the Bears in a pack, like Alabama and Auburn. Like people will get, like, the Flames and Oilers is like a war, right? Like, it's a real war when they play each other. It would just be gold if, like, they had to play each other more even. And like you said, the Canadians and the Leafs and the Senators hate the Leafs. All these teams hate each other, right? That's the good thing. Like, they all, like, dude, like, nobody likes the Canucks. The Jets are, like, you know, the Jets are in their own little world. They hate everybody. The Leafs, dude, I saw a poll question today from the hockey guy from The Athletic, who I assume's from Toronto or Arizona, because he said, who would you rather have, Austin Matthews or Nate McKinnon? So I asked you, Babano, and he said, the debate is, and come on, the debate, there's no debate. McKinnon's a hell of a lot better than Austin Matthews.
For me, it's McKinnon, because to me, McKinnon's had good playoffs. Matthews has had okay playoffs, but I think there's another gear for Austin Matthews. I really do, because we have seen him in the regular season put up big numbers. He's done that throughout
Flashes.
His career.
Flashes,
I think the playoffs,
right.
though, yeah, he needs another. There's another gear he can go to. Getting back for a second to the Canadian, so I would take McKinnon. Getting back to the Canadian division that you mentioned, and Ottawa specifically, yeah, they're up against it, but you're not going to be able to play Ottawa and say, we have a free night. You know, this is going to be nice and easy and a cakewalk, because I like what
exactly.
Ottawa's doing. It's a rebuild for them, but they brought in, for this year, they brought in Evgeny Dadonov, who's a very skilled forward, to play with Brady Tkachuk. Galchenyuk's a veteran. They brought him in. They've got Batherson, Alex Formanton on that forward that they think could be impact players for them. Thomas Chabot already looks like on the blue line he's going to be a future Norris Trophy winner. And Matt Murray, who they brought in from the Pittsburgh Penguins to be their new number one goalie. Craig Anderson's gone. And Matt Murray is playing like a guy that wants to get his career back on track, because it didn't end well for him in Pittsburgh. So he'll be a motivated guy nightly. in between the pipes for this Ottawa team, and they are going to be a hardworking team, just like they were last year under DJ Smith. So, yeah, Ottawa's going to have a tough time getting a ton of wins compared to Montreal, Toronto, Calgary, Vancouver, etc. But you're going to have to work hard to beat that team because their work ethic is going to be there, and they won't be a pushover.
I like the East Division, too. Bruins, Sabres. The Hurricanes don't really make sense in there, though, do they? They don't really make sense anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, so it's like the Bruins, Sabres, Hurricanes. Like, listen, you got the Devils, the Islanders, and the Rangers. All right, fine. They're all in one area, right? That's awesome. And like, bam, bam. They all hate each other, too. Like, there's hate all around there. Hey, I've lived it. I've seen it. You got the Capitals, you know, right there. And they've got rivalries with these teams. They're in the mix. It almost just feels natural to throw Boston in there, doesn't it? I know Boston, you know, we've all grown up, Boston versus Montreal, Boston versus Buffalo. But, you know, recently it's been Boston, Toronto a lot. But, you know, Boston fits right in there with New York. Come on, Boston, New York is the sports rivalry, right? You know, so it's like
absolutely.
You drop the Bruins in there in that mix. Buffalo, it almost feels like Buffalo and the Red Wings should be in the Canadian division and the Wild. It's like they should have just kind of
They're the hardcore. They're like Canadian market, but in the States, they're exactly. Hardcore, though. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, listen, like, you know, it's sort of like the Ontario Hockey League in a Quebec, a major junior hockey league, but better. You know, there's teams in Michigan and there's teams in Maine and Quebec. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we're not putting these guys, like, no, they're going to play with us. We're on the border with each other. It's the same, like, come on, guys, the Red Wings, they're like, half the Red Wings in Windsor, et cetera. So it almost just, and same with Buffalo. It almost just like, I bet you like Buffalo fans are like going to be sad. They're dragged away from it all. They're going to be like, nah, man, we want to be like, we want to be playing against the Leafs and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're dragged into this, like, oh, the Buffalo. Yeah, like Buffalo and Carolina, the battle's a rivalry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I'll say there's a couple people on Twitter that were kind of taken aback that Tampa Bay and Florida were placed in the Central Division. And the reason they were is because someone's got to go there. You can't put everybody in the East. You can't. And they didn't want to mess around with taking the Rangers or the Islanders or the Devils out of the East. They want to keep those rivalries together. They wanted to keep the Philly-Pittsburgh rivalry together and with Washington. Tampa and Florida had to be the two teams that you had to stick in the Central Division. I don't see where else they could have gone.
You know what, man? It's you know, I was so focused on the Canadian division and its cool and uniqueness, that great call that, the Penguins are gone. The Penguins and the Rangers and all that, they love that stuff. Right, like the Penguins and the Rangers and the Capitals. You're right. So that's interesting. Yeah, you got the Florida teams there. Listen, it is what it is. We're in unique situations right now, but it looks like this is going to be a done deal. It'll be a lot of fun. Listen, that's the whole thing. Guys, we just all got to roll with the punches. You know what I'm saying? We can complain, oh, this game's canceled and that game's canceled and. This whole thing, like, when people get really mad about, like, oh, the NFL on a Tuesday at 1 in the afternoon. It's like, guys, you know what? We're in the biggest plague and pandemic in 102 years. I think there's bigger problems than an NFL game being played on Tuesday or Wednesday or who cares? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the Ohio State stuff. It's like, who cares? Alabama's going to win anyways. It doesn't matter. So, you know what I mean? We can bitch all we want, but whatever. They're going to lose anyways, guys. So it doesn't matter in the end. It does. It's like this. In the end, what is it, Lincoln Park? It doesn't really matter. All right. So Ian Cameron.
I had to fall to lose it all. I know what song you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So good stuff. Karaoke. I'm fired up. I can't wait. I look forward to starting betting on some hockey. We have the NBA around the corner. And as you stated, college basketball, a little tricky. You cap these games and they get canceled and stuff. It sucks. I get it. I had a good day in college basketball today. I don't always say that, Babano, because I didn't lose. I went 3-2. So
that's you got to start somewhere. When it's been going bad, you got to start somewhere.
Yes. I'll take it. But I've really been in an NFL mood this week. So let's get into this game tomorrow, Babano. Man, I've been arguing with with people all week about this, about Jared Goff. But that's not what we're going to talk about now. It's not an easy game. It's a tough matchup. We saw what Belichick did to this offense last time they played in the Super Bowl. And that's not just Jared Goff. That was on McVay. Belichick threw a zone at them, which no one ever really did. and it confused them. And McVay never adjusted for one reason or another. He didn't have an adjustment for it. Well, he's had a couple of years now to adjust. It's a massive game for the Rams, in my opinion. You know, they can wrap up the division pretty much. And on top of that, they can slay a dragon and a pass beast. You know what I mean? You want to build confidence, Babano, going into the playoffs. You do it by a team to beat you in the Super Bowl. It's like, you know what? That was then. Now we beat you. And now we move on and leave you behind. Right? Like, that. Just it's a big game for the Rams tomorrow. What do you think about this matchup? Good game. Point spread down to 5 points right now.
I really want to bet the Rams tomorrow, but I'm lukewarm at best on it. And here's why. Because I lean the Rams. I firmly believe, Gabe, the Patriots' last three wins, you can put an asterisk and say there's a fraudulent element to each of those last three Patriots wins. Okay, they beat an injury and COVID-19 riddled Baltimore team to start this win streak in a driving rainstorm. The weather was horrible throughout that football game. And so that's going to skew really the results that you'll see, just like the Cleveland-Oakland game. Cleveland's offense is great, but they were held down because it was a windy day, or Cleveland-Las Vegas, I should say.
Yep.
And then after that, New England beats Arizona. And if you watch that game, that was the Cardinals screwing up over and over again, saying, you know, we don't want to win this game, New England. You guys take it from us. And that's basically how New England won that game. And then the Chargers last week. But look, once the Chargers got behind early, big, you know, after losing so many close games that they have all year, the Chargers, eventually you hit a wall mentally and you tap out. And I think that's exactly what happened with the Chargers there in that game. So with all of those wins, and everybody's getting excited now, three-game win streak, wow, New England for real now. Look out, here comes Belichick. No, I'm pumping the brakes. I'm not buying it, at least not yet. I think the Rams are the much better team. But here's why it's going to be a small play. I'll be on the Rams, but I'm keeping it small. This is December. And one thing we know about New England years and years with Belichick, even now without Brady, I worry about this. December is when they play their best football. And all New England does in December is cover numbers and play their and peak at the right time. Their defense is also playing some of their best football right now. And I get skittish with Jared Goff against a defense that can bring pressure. And lately the Patriots have had a better pass rush. And if there's a pass rush on Goff, like the San Francisco game a couple of weeks ago, that's when the mistakes happen from him. So there's enough boxes on the checklist, Gabe, to say, you know what? I lean Rams, but I'm not as bullish on them as I was early in the week. I'll be on the Rams for a little bit, but there's enough concerns here that I'm not in love with the Rams by any stretch tomorrow.
I understand. A lot of good points. Everything that you said, I can't disagree. It was crazy. The last six games were bad. Patriots have only given up 21 points or more too. And that was to the Jets, 27. But you're right. Like, you look at their defense, shut out against the Chargers. They held the Cardinals to 17. Houston put up 27 on them. Baltimore 23-17. But let's look at Cam Newton and all the talk about Jared Goff all week. You know, they're winning. Last week, Cam Newton had 69 passing yards, guys. The week before against Arizona, 84 passing yards. It's hard to sustain that on a weekly basis and win every week. It goes to show how good the staff
and why did
is
they
doing
win,
with
Gabe?
The play calling.
And why did they win, Gabe? Because the Chargers tapped out last week and Arizona kept screwing up. You know, they didn't have any toes left to shoot on their own 2 feet, Arizona, a couple weeks ago after that loss to New England. So that's why Cam Newton didn't have to do too much. The other teams kept screwing up.
Yeah. You know what the thing is, though, and you know this, too, over the years, like McVay and Goff together have been road warriors, right? They've killed it on the road, right? Like they're 13 and 4 now in their last 17 games on the road ATS. And with two of those losses, you had the Buffalo Bill game and you had the Miami game that they rolled over. So they've stumbled a little bit this year on the road. But my point is, they're not the best bet leg points in home, Babano, right? I totally get your point, what you're saying. Are the Rams a better team than the Patriots? Yes. Yeah, and guys, throw out all the stuff, and you know this, Babano. What's the most crooked and damned if you do, if you don't number in pro football, Babano? Five. Five. Yep. I had a big-time odds maker once tell me exactly. He said, dude, if the spread is five, it means we don't really know what to do with it. That's what he told me.
That, and we don't know where it's going to go, the money. Yeah.
No, it is. It's like you said, it's just one of those, I don't know, you decide, right? You're right. They're almost telling you, you decide. I don't know. You think it should be 4 or 6? Let us know. I don't know. Right? And like you said, it's they call it the crooked number. The guy, I was told, don't bet on games that the point spread is 5. Just it means that there's no right side to this game. But it was, dude, it was 6.5, wasn't it? What did you see? You look at all the opening numbers everywhere. I'm only looking at FanDuel, but dude, it was 6.5 a battle, and then it was quickly 5.5, and then or 6, yeah. And then 5.5 down to 5 now, right?
You're absolutely correct. 6.5 down to 5. And I think some of that is due to the fact that this on paper is going to say this is a second straight road game for New England. This is not the same road spot, not at all. They're in the same city, the same stadium. And they stayed in L.A., obviously they did, after the Chargers game. So this is going to be as easy and it's not as less, as least amount of detrimental travel spot as you could possibly have for a second straight road game for New England. So I think there's some people that see that too and say, hey, this is, it's not the worst spot in the world for New England. In fact, the Rams had to travel back from Zona, you know, to get back to L.A. So they had the team that had to travel, you know, after last week.
Babano, let me tell you something. A plane from Arizona to L.A., dude, it took them longer to pack their bags in the room and take a shower in the locker room than it did their flight back. Right? I've heard a lot of people.
Hey, in the COVID era, you never know how long a flight like that could take.
Oh, they got a charter. But, like, I've heard a lot of people, like, drop that. Oh, and they traveled from Arizona. I'm like, you guys have never been out there before, have you? Like, it's not like you know, flying from Phoenix
to Los Angeles. Cross-country flight. I hear you.
Yeah, bro. Like, it took me longer to get from the Port Authority to the Meadowlands, Babano. You know what I'm saying? No joke. You know what I mean? Take me 1 hour and 12 minutes to get New York City to the sports book sometimes. And, like, it'd take them, like, I'll look it up. I'll, you know, not to be a smart ass, but I'll look up the exact flight. How long is flight? I think it's 42 minutes. How long is flight Phoenix to L.A.?
I was going to say 1.5 hours, but boy, it might not even be that long.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like it's longer if you're standing at the airport in line and all that crap, or like you're going by there, like the charter. It's like 70 minutes, 75 minutes. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
It's not a major.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm saying it's like, you know, it's like Montreal to Ottawa or something. You know what I mean, Babano? Like it's like.
That's a good comparison because I know that's a short flight.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's maybe a little longer. You know what I mean? Maybe a little longer. Montreal to New York.
You could take the bus to go from Ottawa to Montreal if you got enough time.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I guess exactly. You could drive anywhere. I mean, people go, oh, well, how long is the drive from Vegas to L.A.? I was here. I don't know. It depends, like, whether you want to get a ticket or not. Like, you know what I mean? I know some people like do it pretty fast. Heath Herring for the UFC, he did it pretty fast, I'll tell you that. Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late Night Anger Management Class. All right, 3-minute warning of level 1. We'll have more with Ian Cameron here. So, yeah, you know, looking it up. So, you'll see, like, Delta and stuff, and it'll say, oh, 1 hour and 30 minutes, whatever, L.A. to Phoenix. Except they're not going to tell you the truth, Babano. Right? Like, I took the New York-Toronto flight all the time, and it would always say that, oh, 1 hour and 20 minutes, 1 hour and 50 minutes. And, dude, it was like 45 minutes and 47 minutes. They don't want to admit they're air-speeding. You know what I mean, Babano? Like, no, I'm dead serious. Like, they're not going to say, oh, yeah, by the way, we really go, like, a little faster, like, or, you know, it's the winds. And also, they'll schedule that stuff. It's like, nah, like, that's when we're going to have the time to land. Like, a lot of that crap, you could get somewhere faster, but the pilot, like, people don't realize this. When you're in the air, the pilot can slow down. Like, the pilot can say, man, I could get here faster, but we won't have permission to land. You know what I mean, Babano? Like, we won't have permission to land anyway, so no, we just go at this. Like, they'll tell you, you'll have permission to land in between this six-minute mark or whatever. So, like, so I'm just stating, if you're like a football team, you ain't waiting in line anyway. You're going right to the airport. You're getting on a charter flight. There's no customs or anything, right? Dude, it's private. Bing, like, you know, I'm exaggerating 45 minutes, but you get my point. It's no road trip. like the guys left Arizona and they were eating dinner at home, Babano. But you know what I'm saying?
Oh, after. Yeah. Easy travel. Yeah. Definitely.
You know what's a funny story? We'll admit it here. We'll get to the picks on the other side. You like this. So you know Ariane Celeste, UFC Octagon girl.
Yeah.
It was actually when I was living at Palace Station. So the UFC headquarters was there. The Fertittas owned it and had offices there. And that's where they would hang out and party. So they would have, like, in the back, they had like 8 cars, man, like BMW turbos and stuff, and like, you know, little black sports cars. And they all had like UFC 1, UFC 2, UFC 3, UFC 4. It was all UFC plates. And Ariane Celeste, they gave her a car, I guess. And like, just by chance, we were going to LA and we pull out and she pulls out and we sort of get on in the same way, sort of looks at us and nods kind of. And then she just floors it. You would have thought it was Cannonball Run, man. Like, and we tailed her. Like, Ariane Celeste is an insanely fast driver. She's crazy.
She's got the lead foot.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.